This episode is brought to you in part by Swim. Here's the thing about wishlist apps. Most of them just sit there. A customer saves a product, and then nothing happens. Swim actually activates that data. When someone wishlists a product, you could trigger price drop or back-in-stock alerts and feed that intent directly into Klaviyo or your CRM. You're not guessing what people want, because they've told you. Plus, customers can share wishlists for gifts, and your team can view them to offer personalized service online or in-store. And unlike cart abandonment, wishlist data is permission-based. These are people raising their hand saying, "Hey, I want this, just not right now." Swim's been around for over a decade. It powers 45,000 stores and installs in about 5 minutes. You could try it for free today at getswym.com/Kurt. That's getswym.com/Kurt. What the heck is an agentic storefront? That's what I hope to answer today on the unofficial Shopify podcast. I'm Kurt Elster, and I'm confused as to what we mean by agentic and agentic storefronts. But I have an idea. I think I know where this is going, right? We've talked about this, but I've got someone here who knows better than I do. Aaron Glazer, Director of Product at Shopify. Aaron, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've been going, you know, we're doing the series on editions, Edition Spring 2026, the new features at Shopify. And our theme everywhere, as I have now put together, really refers to increased surface area online, right? You know, showing my products, my brand beyond my storefront. You know, can I get this into AI? Can I get it recommended? That's what I think the vision is here. Am I on the right path?
Absolutely. There's no denying that AI is becoming part of many of our daily lives. I know it's certainly becoming a big part of my daily life, and that commerce and shopping is really no exception to AI. And so as buyer behavior and as the capabilities of different AI and agentic channels are increasing, it's a place where merchants not only want to be, but they need to be. It's a big part of potentially the future of commerce.
And all right, I want to go, let's start with buyer behavior, because I think if you don't understand that part, the rest doesn't necessarily make sense to you. Buyer behavior, it feels to me like you are preparing for a shift in buyer behavior in the near future. That is my feeling. Tell me about that buyer behavior.
Sure. It's one that we're all seeing it. And I certainly know that as I'm going in and I'm even shopping myself using different agentic channels, we went from a world where you started out with an idea, whether it was something you needed to purchase, something you were researching, something you were interested in. And so many of those shopping patterns would start in Google. You'd search for something, you'd find a set of links, you'd find the ones that fit. Maybe it was a couple, you went in there and then you went to the merchant storefront. You researched it when you were comfortable with whatever it was that you were looking for, you would buy it. Agentic has changed that. So in agentic, we're seeing that buyers, and you know, I'm speaking from my own conversations here as well, are having longer conversations with the agents, not just about a specific product, but about a use case. You know, maybe I need something for a camping trip I'm going on. And so I'll talk with an agent about not just about the camping trip, but maybe about who's coming on the trip, where I'm going, and work with the agent to figure out what it is that I need for that camping trip. And so that process of figuring out and understanding the products and the use cases for it and how I'm going to use it and how they're going to be part of what I need, and even getting me over the hump from, I think it's something I'm interested in, to, I definitely need this, is actually happening with the agents. And so by the time buyer hits a merchant storefront, they're typically way more bought into that product than they would have been otherwise, just coming organically from search. And so in agentic, there's different flavors of it. They all typically start out with agent conversations. And then a buyer may end up on a merchant storefront and finish the conversion there, or a buyer may transact natively in a channel such as Google Gemini or AI mode.
It's true. As shopping has changed, I used to, you know, I would do a lot of Google searches, right? I would try and find like listicle articles. You know, you try and find a review source, like a trusted review source, like Consumer Reports or the Wirecutter. And then suddenly my behavior became, well, I'm going to use an AI overview search, like Perplexity, or ask ChatGPT to do the research for me. And then, but once it had made a recommendation, you're right, by the time that site saw me, the visitor, for the first time, I am so much more likely to convert than I was before because I'm further down the funnel, even though they're seeing me for the first time, potentially, right? That research phase has already concluded. And so now I'm like, all right, I'm getting ready to decide between like my final picks. And so a definition here, when we're saying, we say AI, we say agentic, and we say agent. Agent and agentic are referring to like AI is the technology, agentic is the embodiment, is the chatbot.
Essentially, it's that conversation. You can think about it. It is that back and forth ability for you to interact with the AI system to work on whatever it is that you're trying to do.
And you know, I'm a developer. I'm a power user. I've gone so far as to my current iteration is a Claude Code project that is essentially a really overkill personal shopper where I'm like, this is what I need. This is why. And you're going to email me a dossier on this later today. Does it. But you know, again, same deal. It's like, certainly then by the time the top choice sees me for the first time, I just showed up and bought. And they're like, what is this? And so that's like part of what I want to get into here is, you know, those type of visits, you really may not have, like, unless you're looking for it, you may not have any analytics or insight into, you know, what happened there with that customer in that conversation, how they found me. And so there's the agentic admin in Shopify. That's new. And I've been having fun poking at it in different stores and verticals and seeing what these agentic surfaces are doing. Tell me about agentic admin.
Yeah, so it's a new admin experience called Agentic Storefronts. And what it does is it gives merchants out of the box access to major AI channels that they're showing up on, such as ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot, or Google AI Mode and Gemini. And merchants, as with everywhere in Shopify, merchants are in control in terms of whether or not they want to appear for native checkout or they want to appear within those agentic channels for direct purchase, as well as access into insights on how their products are showing up in agentic channels. And we do that via information from the Shopify catalog. And so what the Shopify catalog does is it takes all the messy info about products and it cleans all the product info so that it's really digestible and understandable for agents. So when you're having that conversation or I'm having that conversation about camping gear or going camping, the agents can very easily and quickly reach for the information that they need to have that conversation with me and say, hey, you know what? That tent you have, it's probably not going to work. But here are a few other options of tents that you might be interested in looking at.
So when I give, like, you know, my personal shopper prompt, I'm like, hey, you got to go find me whatever. Assuming I give that to, you know, something like ChatGPT, it can query Shopify's catalog, can't it?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's this UCP, Universal Commerce Protocol. That's a big part of this. But that's, you know, if I'm not a developer, I don't necessarily care about that. Shopify's handling it for me. And if I'm the Shopify merchant, how do I opt into this? Like, what are the conditions I meet? And then now I am a part of, you know, my products can potentially get served to ChatGPT by Shopify via Universal Commerce Protocol.
So the great thing is you don't need to do anything. So being on Shopify means you get access to agentic automatically out of the box. Within your agentic storefronts, you can see which channels you're eligible for and manage whether or not you want to allow direct purchasing integration with eligible channels or not, or just stick to referral sources where those channels, if they get surface your content, would just refer a link to your storefront. And then you get these very knowledgeable buyers coming into your storefront. Under the hood, it does leverage UCP or the Universal Commerce Protocol in many cases so that the agents, if they're doing direct native transactions, can transact natively on those services, such as with Google AI Mode and Gemini. But these are things that a merchant doesn't have to worry about. Merchant can just decide, hey, you know what? This makes total sense for my business and my customers are here researching my products. I want to be there too. And then they get it all for free out of the box from Shopify.
All right, so I'm opted in by default. But let's just say, you know, trust but verify. In my store, where do I go to confirm what you say is true, that I'm opted into this by default.
So you'll see on your agentic storefronts page, you'll see analytics as well. And you'll be able to see the data that's coming directly from those channels so that you can understand not just what channels are you appearing in, but what is the traffic and what are the sales you're actually generating as a result of appearing in those channels. And it's awesome. For any merchant that hasn't spent time in there, I think it's magical to see the amount of traffic that you're getting coming in from it, as well as the differences in conversion rates when you get these buyers that have already started the purchasing process on an agentic channel and what happens when they land on your service.
Am I right in interpreting where it says like recent searches where your products appeared? Are those real?
So they are. So we're able to gather some data in terms of where your products are appearing on agentic types searches, as well as give you information about those products. And if there's some helpful tips we can give you in terms of how to even improve those products for use with agentic, then that surface there as well.
So maybe I did my job too well. I have yet to see it tell me how to do the... I've yet to have it suggest improvements to me. It's just like, your products are synced, your policies are up to date, and you could test a query. And, you test it and it works, like you'd think. What would like an example optimization be that it might suggest?
It could be suggesting to fill out the product description as an example, and just to use a very basic example. But you're a pro, Kurt, so that could be part of it.
Yes. Yeah, that's my issue. I got to really just kind of like soft pedal it a little bit, see if we can half-ass this and see if it tries to bail me out. Like, look, buddy, we need to talk. And then the other one I saw in here, and I only just noticed this, relevant searches in, and then it's a category with a drop down. That's kind of cool. Where are these categories coming from? I mean, like it makes sense.
Yeah, so we have information through the Shopify catalog in terms of categorization of these products. So we're able to give you more information to just help you understand how you're participating in agentic. We're trying to bring the mystery of agentic and the mystery of this new evolution of commerce. And we're trying to demystify it through the agentic storefronts and really bring merchants along and give you the control and the insights that every merchant is asking for.
Support for this episode comes from Zipify, makers of ShopRank. Consider this. AI may be hiding your Shopify store, and you wouldn't even know it. Today, more than 800 people use large language models like ChatGPT and Gemini to shop for their products. And those AI engines are deciding who to recommend. The question is whether they're picking you or your competitor. The trouble that most Shopify stores have errors they may not be aware of. Missing alt text, weak descriptions, JSON schema that is simply wrong. AI sees those errors and moves on without a second thought. And there goes the sale. Now you can do something about it. ShopRank checks your product catalog against 17 critical factors that can keep you from appearing in AI search. But unlike other audit tools, which only tell you what's broken, ShopRank fixes it for you automatically. No tech skills required. ShopRank gives you your store's AI visibility score in under 60 seconds and then helps you improve it for free. You can see your AI score right now by visiting zipify.com/AI. That's zipify.com/AI. Do take a moment to do this today before AI gives away any more of your sales. Recent searches where your products appeared. These are searches an AI performed, aren't they?
They are, or their searches. There's obviously a human behind there who would have.
But like I gave it like, hey, I'm looking for XYZ, whatever, and then the AI spun up, its own agent that then went and made the query. And so really, I'm seeing the query. Most likely, I'm seeing the query that the agent made on behalf of the customer.
Most likely.
Yeah, there's no way to know either way, but yeah. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, there's no way to know for sure, but it's giving you that insight into like how are the products being displayed? What are the types of queries that are being asked for where these products are showing up?
Yeah, you now know like, okay, this is the exact phrase that is triggering these products to be returned.
Yeah.
To an actual real world searches.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's we're amazing. We're excited to be able to bring that type of insight out for merchants.
And then there's a toggle, allow Shopify to manage for me. And it's checked to yes. And then it shows the channels, ChatGPT, Microsoft Pilot, other channels, and shop. And if I turn it off, then my options are like auto enroll in new storefronts, yes. Show Shopify catalog access. Shopify catalog access, yes. Is that just say like this is my inclusion in UCP?
What it does is, as I was saying before, one of the things that is so important with agentic is ensuring the merchants stay in control. And so what this does is it allows merchants to stay in control, and ultimately you have the decision how you want to show up and where you want to show up. Now, you can never prevent an agent from displaying your products. It's sort of like Google. If it's in the Google index and Google has indexed you,
it's public. They can do what they want with that.
Public info. But a merchant is in control in terms of whether or not they want their info distributed via the Shopify catalog. So that organized set of information that makes it really easy for agents to find you in the Shopify catalog. So you can control that, as well as whether or not native checkout is available through that channel for you.
Mm. Tell me about native checkout in an agentic channel.
So a good example of that would be Google AI Mode in Gemini. Merchants can choose whether or not they want to participate in native checkout, which is essentially like a buy now button on a Google surface, which allows a consumer to seamlessly buy a product surface through an AI chat or AI conversation right within that conversation.
Hmm. Is that processed through ShopPay, through my checkout, or through Google? Because this one I have not personally tried yet.
Yeah, it's still the merchant's checkout. So it's your checkout, but it's powered via UCP through those surfaces.
Excellent.
It's really cool. So merchants are always in control. It's just another way of bringing your product to a consumer and finishing that transaction on those other surfaces as opposed to on your storefront.
How much does this overlap with SEO, right? Like I need a complete product listing. I need it in ideally a more machine readable way via category meta fields. And I am going to simultaneously get benefit in agentic storefronts. And I would suspect a lot of this will benefit general traditional SEO as well.
Yeah, they all work together. There's no single part of SEO or GEO with generative engine optimization or AEO, agentic engine optimization.
Oh, I thought AEO was answer engine. Agentic makes more sense.
there's so many terms that are coming out from that angle, but it all works together. Overall, it is your presence online and it's your presence in a format that those agents can consume. And so from an agentic standpoint, the additional piece that SEO didn't need was that very defined product data. And so Shopify Catalog helps to fill that gap to make sure that your product info is formatted and constructed in a way that makes it so easy for agents to find the right product at the right time and surface it in the right conversation.
That is such an important piece of it, right? Having the data in a way that it is easily understood and ingested programmatically, by a machine. Like that turned out to be the hard part to solve was taking this really quite different data, wildly varied, and then structure it. Like the level of the various category meta fields and categories that pop up and as you fill out, I think that's probably like if I want to pick an optimization strategy for like completeness of listing, isn't it?
Well, and not just that, but every merchant is able to use Shopify however you want to use Shopify. And so what we do is we make sure that you can continue using Shopify the way you've used it, but we can take that info and make sure that it's prepared in a way that is easily accessible and understandable. And getting the right product to the right agent at the right time sounds like a trivial problem, but it's a super complex problem and one that we're lucky that we've been able to solve for merchants and for agents using Shopify Catalog.
And even, when you consider like, oh, well, we could solve this for one store, trying to solve it for every store now in the future across a billion products. I can only imagine the engineering feat that was.
It's massive. Luckily, I get the opportunity to work with some of the most amazing engineers and product managers and designers and other crafters here at Shopify. And this is a problem that we've all been really working on and dedicated to make sure that we can not just allow merchants to succeed, but allow merchants to succeed with the visibility and understanding of how it's working. And that's what we're trying to bring through agentic storefronts as well.
Are there, you know, I've got this one place where my agentic stuff lives. Are there, a while ago we had Knowledge Base. Are there other apps, places I need to be checking, looking to make sure I've got, you know, my agentic settings correct?
Not now. You'll be able to see the information that you need in that agentic storefront services or the agentic storefront service as it pertains to how you would show up in agentic. But there are general storefront items. So just making sure your storefront is fully set up, it's available for sale. Good example being you don't have a password on your homepage and you're not password protected. So there's
that would make it tough to buy.
Yeah. So it makes it really tough to buy. But there's things like that that are on slightly different surfaces, but those are just general store setup.
Yeah. Items. Okay. Not like AI specific. And actually, you know, if you want an easy way to check for those, launch checklist, isn't that the first party Shopify app that I've used? That's from last year. That's got, it'll run through this. It'll run the store, gets a checklist and be like, hey, here's what you might have missed. Double check it.
Yeah. Assuming you're up and running and ready for sale, then agentic storefronts is the only place you need to go.
If I'm a Shopify merchant, I have reviewed my many Shopify editions updates for you, what's the first thing I do?
I would hop into agentic storefronts. I would take a look at the information that's within there. I'd see for the first time this information over what type of traffic and what the sales are looking like for me from different agentic services. And then I would take a look at the search intelligence, which is sort of that information, the product information you were seeing on the page, and really get a sense of, how am I showing up online? Does this match my own mental model of how I thought I was showing up online? And if there's any recommendations, then I would go through the recommendations and action them.
You know, and you're right, you'll be surprised at the stuff that you do and don't return queries for, don't rank for within the catalog. And it may give you ideas, you know, like we work on a tea store, and I was surprised to learn that, you know, this like apparel line that they had that we ignored because of like, okay, well, I don't care about t-shirts when I'm buying tea. Well, it turned out there's a ton of people who are actually searching for that particular thing. We didn't know it. And we would not have known it without the search intelligence showing us what like these AI queries are.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
no, totally. Just one example.
Well, for sure. And because part of what's fun about it is agentic can bring consumers to products that they never thought that they needed or didn't know existed. There's this evolution that's happening over, you know, typically you would type a search query, you would type a question, or you would type something that you already knew, and you would be almost mid-funnel at that point because you already know what you want. Whereas with agentic, you might be starting upstream. Using my camping analogy, you might not even know you want to go camping. You might be like, hey, I'm thinking about a vacation and want to do something in the outdoors. So camping could evolve from there. And so you could be taken in different pathways that you weren't expecting through agentic and find t-shirts for a tea company.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like that's not...
Or gifts. I'm sure it makes a great gift.
Gifts as well. Yeah, I suspect there's a lot of like gift queries that are occurring in there. It's now that I know, you know, having talked to you and know like, oh, this is what these search queries are. When we get off this call, I'm like, I'm going to go through these. These search queries, I'm really curious to see if, you know, there's a pattern and you could try and work backwards to like, okay, this is what people are asking, you know, and we're getting referenced in, you know, ChatGPT, Copilot, whatever.
That's cool. Yeah, no, totally.
Tell me about Shop as an agentic storefront for a Shopify store, right? Because Shop is listed as one of our agentic channels.
So Shop has a new agentic purchasing experience. That was released not as part of this editions. It was released previously, but you can go in and do that agentic type conversation right within Shop App, which is a magical purchasing experience as well. And you get access to every Shopify merchant that is enrolled in and eligible for Shop would be listed within there and available for buyers to go in and find you.
What's funny is, you know, looking at these results, this agentic channel, Shop is the one, you know, that really is very successful currently in all of the client stores I've looked at. Like all of them will get, they do get sales from ChatGPT, which is cool. But in not one is Shop not the winner. You know, Shop as a sales channel really, I think, is a worthwhile endeavor to at least experiment with.
For sure. It's a channel I think that is underestimated and fantastic.
It, you know, when people jump into this agentic analytics and see this, I think then they'll hopefully will understand.
No, I think it's one of the magical parts of this. It's all about understanding, getting the visibility, and really understanding how you are a part of agentic and bringing merchants right to the forefront of it.
Here's some customer service emails you don't want to wake up to. I was drunk. This was a gift, but we broke up. Wrong color, wrong size, wrong me. Sound familiar? With Cleverific, you don't have to deal with these anymore. Cleverific gives your customers a self-service portal to edit their own orders. No emails, no back and forth, just simple fixes. Fewer support tickets, faster fulfillment, and happier customers. Peter Manning New York slashed their order support request by 99%. You can too. Get 50% off the Cleverific Pro plan, just $49 a month, exclusively for the unofficial Shopify podcast listeners. Go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use promo code KURT50. Fix the problem before it's a problem. That's Cleverific. I can only imagine what Shopify's token usage bill is. Like, the you know, the bill for AI usage at Shopify among, you know, every time I'm talking to Sidekick, every time, you know, just like pure development cost. I bet it's extraordinary.
You know, I'm sure we use a lot of tokens, but, you know, it's just, it's the new way of working. It's the new way of building. And I think it's part of how we bring this magic so quickly.
What in this release, what are you most proud of, Aaron?
I honestly, I know we've been talking about it a bunch here and I'm biased, but agentic storefronts is awesome. I really love that we've brought the agentic surfaces to merchants. We've also really rolled out a lot of great things with Shopify Catalog. And Shopify Catalog is available for developers to go and use and build their own applications from. And I think that that is that in and of itself, you know, you're talking about your personal agent or your personal shopper, being able to build on top of this. And all of a sudden for any application, anything you dream up, having the ability to go and access this vast catalog of products is incredible. So it really takes it from one of the most complex parts. And I know you said it, but like one of the most complex parts of building things like this is just knowing where the products are. And now for a developer, that's solved. Yep. So now you can focus on the consumer part of what is the actual consumer experience you want to bring? And what can I dream up? You know, what would be amazing to have? And it's just a few taps away. Just try it out.
What do you think people will build with Shopify Catalog? Like, oh, I can think of all kinds of stuff to attempt.
I have seen so many great ideas and fun things that people have done. I've seen people curate specific stores or experiences just on them. Even within the editions, we have a bunch of examples built on top of Shopify Catalog of different stores that we've built out. But there's amazing ideas. You could do it from motion video. There's a store that allows you to go and identify things in photos. You know, if you wanted to build like the Kurt store, and you could build it something based on the catalog where you're actually able to build these experiences around you. It's so cool. You can do personal experiences like your shopper. You can do experiences for other people.
Yeah, my personal shopper project is Claude Code. But really with what you've provided here, it would not be difficult at all for me to extend that and go, hey, your preference is now the Shopify catalog, and here's how you search it and access it.
Yeah.
You know, I could make it do it, and then it would get, you know, it would not be relying on web search. Now it's getting like actual real catalog data. Like, I might do that.
You should send it to me if you do. One of the fun things of Shopify though, is there's so many amazing entrepreneurs. There's so many amazing entrepreneurs that have crafted incredible products that sell on Shopify. So the fact that you can access those amazing items that people have created through Shopify Catalog is for me, it's one of the most magical parts of building on top of it.
It is. I much prefer it when it's like, okay, I know I'm buying from a Shopify store. Partly just I'm like, hey, ShopPay, this is secure and convenient, right? But then on top of like, the larger meaning of, you know, I am supporting an entrepreneur, a family, you know, a small business.
Yeah.
It's satisfying.
Yeah, there's people behind a lot of the products you buy. And I think that's one of the magical parts of certainly building these products is we're building them for the commerce, and we're building them for a transaction, but we're also building it for the people behind it and the entrepreneurs and the people who are up late at night working on these products and figuring out what do they want to do next and what do they want to build. Or even the next entrepreneur that is thinking about taking a risk and starting something. So it's pretty magical.
The system, you know, really I'm opted in. It should, if I go check it, it should just be working. If it's not, it's going to tell me, hey, this is what your product catalog needs, what your listings need. Really, like, you know, you left your descriptions and photos out. Like, okay, I understand. And then beyond that, is there anyone this isn't right for? You know, their stores are like, okay, well, you know, not quite ready for you yet.
No. So Shopify, like agentic storefronts is designed and it's there for everyone. Part of the global rollout of agentic across different surfaces is happening country by country. So if it's not there for you, you might be in a region that is not supported by some of those agentic surfaces. So for example, ChatGPT. But from a merchant perspective, no. It's there and it's ready for everyone. And I encourage everyone to go check it out and take a look and engage with it.
And I found in my settings, there's a toggle for, you know, automatically include new channels. And do we know what the new channels are? I mean, any hint?
No hints. But what I can say is that we put that toggle there because we want merchants to be able to participate in these channels the second they can. And so this just makes it easier to constantly stay at the forefront of agentic, but also have the opportunity to stay in control. And so that if there's something that you don't want to participate in, you're in control. It's your choice.
Are vendors, are other partners excited by the opportunity? Do they see the potential here?
They do. They're super excited about this, both from the opportunity of agentic, and I think there's a really amazing role that they can play in terms of helping consumers accomplish something, helping shoppers accomplish something. But there's a bigger thing that happens here, right? When we talk about Shopify, we think about Shopify, and we think about those entrepreneurs. It's also this opportunity to start connecting you, like connect you, Kurt, to somebody who you never would have found before, selling a product that you didn't even know that you wanted until you found it and realized, oh, wow, this solves something that I wasn't able to solve before. And that's magical. And it's magical for everyone along the process.
That is cool. You know, I had that experience over the weekend. I had new headphones and I'm like, man, these are sweaty. And I'm like, these headphones get great reviews. And I asked ChatGPT and it came back with, it's like, oh, well, you should change to the ear pads. There's aftermarket ear pads and check these. It was a link to a Shopify store. And you know what? Within an hour, I bought them.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, it was exactly that kind of that path you had described. And, you know, I didn't have to get fancy with my research agent or anything. It's like, I just opened ChatGPT and it was like, hey, I got a problem. What do I do about this? My ears are sweaty, Aaron. And, you know, it was happy to find a Shopify store for me.
That's amazing. And it probably found a product you wouldn't have known had existed. And you may not have even known how to find that product in a traditional world. And that's
I had never heard of the brand. It was Dacon, and I'd never heard of it. And I purchased through their Shopify store. Done.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's cool. It is cool. Okay. Anything I should have asked but didn't?
I don't think so. We covered a lot of ground there. I think that part of the magic here is just participating and being a part of agentic and starting to learn. The thing that I don't want to lose in agentic, and I think for merchants it's really important, is that while agentic changes part of the shopping experience, it doesn't change the customer relationship. It's still your customer. And so all of the things that you've done as a business to build up your business, whether it be how you engage within communities, how you market, all of those things are still really important. And so all of those activities are still things to continue building on as you embrace agentic and go be a part of it and go learn.
I love the thoughtful approach that is being taken here. There is a consistency about control about guardrails, you know, about things working as the store owner, the brand owner, the business owner intends, which is, you know, that's what's, you know, there is backlash against AI, right? Even, you know, the AI doomerism, they call it online because it gets engagement. And so, when people are skeptical of a new technology, as they should be, it is wonderful to see it deployed in this way, as you know, as opposed to like a damn the torpedoes, move fast and break things approach.
Yeah, we've taken the approach like merchants are still in control, but at the same time, on Shopify, merchants have access to everything as fast as it's possible. If you're on Shopify, you've got access to everything that would be available. And there's so many people working behind the scenes that are making sure that you as a merchant on Shopify will be wherever your buyers are.
And there you go. That's that everywhere theme again.
Yeah.
No, that's wonderful. Aaron Glazer, last time we talked about, you told me about rollouts and SimGym. As long as I have you here, any updates there? When we talked, rollouts was not yet available.
Now rollouts wasn't available. So rollouts is available. It's awesome. If you haven't tried it out, I would highly recommend you go try it. It's a great way to go and try and experiment with your new ideas and go see and assess the impact, especially as we head towards a busy season in the fall. Now's a great time to start experimenting and trying some new things. So you can do that in rollouts. SimGym also got a feature addition. I don't think we chatted about it last time, but the ability to actually use or have your AI shoppers go and assess a single theme. So previously, SimGym was launched as compare these two themes and tell me what the impact will be on real buyers using the AI shoppers. But now we can even deploy the AI shoppers onto a single theme and get feedback, which delivers actionable feedback for you as a merchant to understand, hey, it looks like my AI shoppers are getting trapped in this location or they're having trouble using my search. And then you can take that back and figure out what to do, whether it's change it because it's really obvious and you're ready to go, or if you want to run a new simulation, you can do that, or run an experiment with rollouts. The other cool thing on rollouts is that it's not just for experiments, it's for any type of launch. So if you're running a sale over a weekend, for example, or some promotional event, you can go and stage it within there. Say, I want to start it at this date, stop it on this date, and use rollouts to manage the whole thing.
I imagine in the coming months, I'm going to get a lot of use out of rollouts.
I hope so. It's, you know, honestly, especially as we head into the BFCM time period, it's one of these things that we really hope merchants take advantage of, because it allows you to set what you want to happen, when you want it to happen, and then let you focus on other parts of that very busy weekend, as opposed to worrying about, is something going to happen at a specific date and time? We take care of that with rollouts.
So useful. No more staying up till midnight to launch a theme or a sale.
Exactly. Exactly. We got you.
Cool. Okay. But, you know, back to the topic at hand, agentic storefronts. Where do I go from here? Where do I go learn more?
So to learn more, hop right into the agentic storefronts. Go into your Shopify admin and click on the agentic storefront button on the left side in the nav and get started.
Beautiful. Aaron Glazer, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, before you go, I was hoping you would check out our new app, Promo Party Pro. It is what I want to be the single best, easiest way to run a free gift with purchase promo on Shopify. We just put it live in the App Store. We've got less than 50 users. We want your feedback. So if you need to run a free gift with purchase promo in the near future, install it, try it. There's a live chat. I check that all the time. And so if you have any issues at all, you know, or any suggestions on how we can make it even easier to use, let us know. We're happy to help. If you want to try it, search Promo Party in the App Store. Promo Party Pro is the app. Give it a shot. It's got a free trial. Thanks.